Today is April the 22nd, 2017. We are surrounded in our culture, and if you live in the United States, specifically, by lies. Lies. You know, Scripture tells us that Satan was a murderer and a liar from the beginning and abode not in the truth. He was created for the purposes to glorify God by God showing us how absolutely horrendous this devil was and is, and how he was this way from the very beginning, you know. And when we look at the realities of the devil, we realize that we were all born and conceived in sin, and that we are in a world of sin and sorrow and lies. And lies. And a lot of people have tried to discount the fact that we have been in this state since our birth of being surrounded by liars and murderers and cheats, and the fact that we were born in that state ourselves. And, you know, this is something that we just don't talk about, you know. We just don't talk about. And, of course, we know that Christ revealed, you know, to us who Satan is and was. And there's there is a big push right now for those who are saying they're Christians to deny that we are surrounded by lies and trying to make the lie the truth. Why is that? Why is that? Well, because they are in themselves liars. They abode, they're abiding not in the truth. And so, what do we do when we find ourselves surrounded by a lie? You know, do we join the lie? Do we become a part of the lie? You know, John 8:44, speaking of the Pharisees, Christ said, "Ye are your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and a father of it." Now, all of God's true elect will repent and acknowledge that they're liars, and that they are trusting in Christ's blood to cover their sin of lying and murdering and lust and every other sin. For James tells us that if you've committed one sin, you're guilty of committing them all. So our only hope is in a Savior, Jesus Christ, who told us through the Apostle Paul that nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. But are we to just deny these lies that are being perpetrated by our culture, by the mainstream of society? I want to just list for you some of these lies that have had a tremendous demoralizing, devastating effect, not only upon our culture, but upon people's personal lives. You know, one of the biggest lies is that the Jews are God's chosen people. The problem is that there are two types of Jews, okay? There are those who are truly spiritual, elect Jews, like the Apostle Paul, and there are those that are the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not. In other words, they're not spiritual Jews. They are not God's chosen people to salvation. They are blasphemers of Jesus Christ. They've rejected Jesus Christ as the Messiah. They have put out blasphemous works in the Babylonian Talmud and subscribed to the Kabbalah, and have, by their own admission, their leaders and their rabbis have blasphemed Jesus Christ and his followers and his people. So that's one of the big lies. Number two is that God is going to bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse Israel. Well, it's true if you're talking spiritual Israel. He is going to bless those who bless spiritual Israel, those who are embracing Jesus Christ and trusting in his shed blood to save them from their sins. But God is not going to bless those who are of the state of Israel who are cursing Jesus Christ. God is not going to bless those of the Jews who are subscribing to all the lies that are perpetrated in the Babylonian Talmud. That Jesus Christ was a bastard, that his mother was a whore, and all of these lies. Number three, the lie regarding the fact that there are many ways to God, dispensationalism, that Jesus Christ did not come in the world to save Jews, elect Jews. Now, it's true that Jesus Christ did not come in the world to save all of the Jewish race, because not all the Jewish race are God's elect. God has his elect from every people, every tongue, and every nation. But people like John Hagee, who say that the Jews do not will go to heaven and they will not have to trust in Jesus, is a lie. It is a horrendous lie. John Hagee will be judged for it. Number four, the lie regarding that the statehood of Israel is blessed by God. God is not blessing the statehood of Israel. You know, it's very evident that anyone who promotes massive murder of thousands and tens of thousands of people in the name of God that persecute those who are trusting in Christ, who mock and blaspheme those who are trusting in Christ. Even if it's a government, even if it is the statehood of Israel, it is not blessed by God. God hates and abhors those who blaspheme His name, who count the blood of the covenant of no effect. Well, those are four big lies in our society, major lies. Those lies have been adopted and accepted by the mainstream of our society. And that's why Dr. James Dobson and John Hagee and Benny Hinn and the Trinity Broadcasting Network and Billy Graham and Franklin Graham and Dallas Theological Seminary and Fuller Theological Seminary, all of these liars who have promoted Zionism, promoted the statehood of Israel, that is why they are the furthest thing from being Christian. They are anti-Christian. Jesus Christ said, "Ye of your father the devil, the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Well, I think that we need to be reminded that we are in a culture, in a society, and the mainstream of America who calls themselves Christians have bought into and have endorsed the lie. Why do you think that Trump got elected? Because the Christians got behind Trump and the Zionists got behind Trump, because he is sold out to the Zionists. Trump is, by his own proclamation, 1,000% behind the state of Israel. He is a Zionist. And so I think that we have to realize that we have to expose the lie. We have to expose the lie. And many people today are covering up for Trump. They're covering up the truth that's found in the gospel. And so we need to come to the truth. Says they love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. We are all, you know, all we, even God's people, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. The Lord's laid on him the iniquity of us all. And so we better really look and examine whether we are endorsing the truth or whether we are endorsing a lie. We better look at it. We better look at it, because we are not to be covering up for the lies that are found in these passages that we've addressed here this morning. We are not to be covering up, you know. Well, we know that we all were sold under sin. Jesus Christ said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And they immediately, the Pharisees, started attacking Jesus Christ. They said unto him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, you should have known my Father also. Well, Jesus told them, Ye are from beneath, I'm from above. Ye are of this world, I'm not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Do you believe that Jesus Christ was correct and truthful in proclaiming these Pharisees were of their father the devil? Well, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. We need to continue in God's word. We need not to be led astray from his word. Okay? Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Okay? He said, If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. He says, I know that you're Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I've seen with my father, and you do that which you've seen with your father. I'm going through the 8th chapter of John, if you want to reference this. You can study this on your own later if you choose to do so. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father, Jesus saith unto them. If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. That's my proclamation to all these people I mentioned earlier. John Hagee, James Dobson, Billy Graham, Franklin Graham, Benny Hinn, and all the other ones out there that are part of this statehood of Israel movement. If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But you're doing the deeds of your father. They then said to him, We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. Jesus said to them, If God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. You're your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. There's a lot of people that will hear this message, and because I'm telling the truth, they're not going to believe me, and they're going to lay all kind of allegations and accusations against me. Well, when Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am, then took they up stones to cast at him, didn't they? They didn't want to hear the truth contained in the gospel. They didn't want to hear the truth that Jesus was telling them. And there's a lot of people out there today that have rejected the truth of God's word. We all, at one time or another, have rejected it, and some of us continue to reject it. But those who are God's elect will repent and turn from their sins and turn to Christ, because he has put his word in their hearts. He has, by the Holy Spirit, quickened them and given them life to receive the gospel and the truth of his word. So today let us remember that we are surrounded in a culture by lies, the lies of Satan. And these people that are purporting it are the father of it. And we need to be reminded to continue in His Word, and He will continue to give us the grace to believe His Word and trust His Word. And when we find ourselves succumbing to sin, Satan, where he is, God will grant us repentance to turn from our sin and to continue to believe and trust in the merits of His grace and His blood. May God be with you this day.